This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holman, the kick is no good! It is wide right! And the Steelers are the champions of the North!
What a call, what a game to end the NFL regular season. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio. That Sunday night game, when the schedule came out and they put the Niners and the Seahawks on Saturday and they saved the Ravens and Steelers, Hugh, for the final game of the season, I was like, those two teams are pretty average. That game was that fourth quarter was drunk. Neither of those two teams could move the ball in the first three quarters. And then the fourth quarter was just like touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Lamar Jackson, first quarterback in NFL history with two lead-changing 50-yard touchdown passes in the fourth quarter, and they still lost the game.
He's on the wrong side of this playoff thing, though, man. I don't feel bad for anybody, but damn. You talk about dude comes back like the storyline was he's soft.
Kind of quit on the team.
Kind of quit on it, like all of that.
Because he didn't play last week.
Yes. He comes back with the special rib protectors on. Goes out there and plays the game that he played, and it was completely out of his hands, and he still took the L.
He drove him twice to take the lead, and then again to go for the field goal. That was a 44.
Derrick Henry was toting that rock on his birthday, too.
44-yard field goal. You would think that kicker makes it. He pushed it right, and the Steelers win the North. So they are in as AFC North champions. That closed the season last night, and it closed the playoff picture. Right, we'll get to all the matchups here in a second. The other big thing from the NFL yesterday, aside from the Eagles game we were all caught up in, and obviously the Lions helping us out, didn't matter, was Myles Garrett broke the sack record.
Yeah.
23 sacks. He got Joe Burrow in the fourth quarter of the game. And then, you know, we were doing the pregame show yesterday during this, so I just kind of saw the news that it happened. Apparently, they stopped the game for a little
celebration. Yeah, and they did a little
celebration
in Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, Zach Taylor, Bengals head coach, wasn't pleased about all this.
There's 5 minutes left in our season. We're playing for our lives here. And I was never told that we're going to stop the game. And in a critical moment like that, and the refs just said that they made a decision that they were going to stop the game. And they said they tried to do it as quickly as possible. I didn't feel that. We didn't sub. We're trying to be on the ball and go and play with tempo. And the umpire just held the ball so that we couldn't do anything. And I'm yelling at Joe, get on the ball. We didn't sub. We're going. And that we couldn't play. And so, again, trying to get an answer was not easy. They just said that they made a decision as a crew to stop the game when that happened. I guess it didn't matter when it happened. It just, they were going to stop the game and let it happen.
And you weren't informed of that?
No, I was never informed of that. They didn't say one word. We meet with them in the 90-minute meeting before the game. They never said one word about that.
Did he say we're playing for our lives here?
He said playoff. Yeah, I mean, I think he said playoff.
No,
lives.
He said lives. No.
Okay, well,
they weren't playing for the
they
playoff.
They were 6-10 entering the game.
Yeah, they were just trying to, you know.
I mean, Zach, come on.
Yeah. It was a little dramatic. I mean, come on.
I need, you know, whatever happens, I need to implement something new with the head coaches. If you're mad about something, man, be mad. Don't act like
passive aggressive.
Don't act passive aggressive, man. I'm not gonna be that way.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
You would have encouraged them to slap.
I would have been. I mean, I'm not gonna listen. Mm-hmm. I know if that ever happens for me, if that's ever in the cards for me, I'm not long for that job. I know that. But I'm going to go out with a blaze of glory.
Yeah, I just
That's
think
all I'm saying.
Zach was a big baby about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
dude,
was. It was 6-10.
5 minutes is making a difference.
But it was a little disrespectful doing it in Cincinnati, though.
Well, that's where he got the. How about don't let him get the sack?
That was the Paul Brown Bowl, Hugh.
Yeah, it was.
You were all over that last week.
But it is a little disrespectful.
All right, let's give our first thought on the playoff matchup. So we know the Broncos are the one seed in the AFC. The Seahawks are the one seed in the NFC. All right, here's what we got. Let's start the NFC here. We had a whole week talk about the Eagles and 49ers. First thought, Rams, Panthers, Saturday at 4:30.
Rams, Panthers. I'm leaning Rams.
Leaning.
Although, dude, the Panthers beat them.
Yeah, I know, but come on.
I know. I'm just saying.
They're not going to beat them again.
No, the Rams are 10.5-point favorites on the road.
Let me see what that.
You're not taking the Panthers money line, are you?
Also, talk about making the playoffs accidentally.
The Panthers?
Yeah.
The most NFC South thing ever, a 3-way 8-9 tie. They all should have went home. What a joke that is.
Man,
all right.
Let me look and see what this fan. Let me see what this line looks like.
You just donate it to charity. That Panthers team stinks.
I'm feeling pretty good about the Panthers.
All right. Hughes Panthers. They're back. All right. The other one, Saturday night in Chicago, the number 7 seed Packers, number 2 seed Bears. Are the Bears on upset alert here? See a lot of people.
The Packers?
Yeah. When was the last time the Packers played well? A month ago?
It's been a while.
Maybe, I mean, against the Bears.
It was, but they had Micah in that game.
Yeah, did they?
They had Micah, then they went to Denver, and he got hurt, and they lost. Then they went to Chicago.
Yeah, the Malik Willis game.
Yeah, they lost.
They lost, but... I didn't think they played awful.
Well, I mean, they only scored like
it wasn't a blowout. It was
like
it was a pretty
was a backup
game.
QB.
Then
yeah.
They went and they lost to the Ravens at home with Tyler Huntley. Then they sat everyone. So it's been a month since they played.
They got smoked by Tyler Huntley.
Smoked. I think the Bears are going to win the game. It's a fun one though. It's the third time they've played this year, obviously as division opponents.
That feels like a coin flip to me.
Yeah, ooh. I mean the line says that.
We just stand in NFC.
We could jump to the AFC. You got to take over there.
No,
all right, let's go.
Trying to put this
all right,
play together.
Let's
man.
Go through them. We got
here's
all week.
Jags.
All right, let's start there. Your team.
It's not my Jag.
Well, this might be the best Jaguars team I've seen in a long time. They've
Does
won
she
eight
do
in a row.
Anything for us?
Number 3 seed Jags, number 6 seed Bills. First thought, Hugh.
Bills.
Bills are road favorites in Jacksonville.
I can't see Josh Allen going there and taking an L. Like, I can't see it.
You disagree?
I mean, I disagree with that. I couldn't see it. Like, I could see that.
You could see that?
Sure, yeah.
Going to Jacksonville and getting beat?
Yeah.
Buffalo?
Yeah, I don't think Buffalo is, like, that good.
It is something the Jaguars are not favored at home off any game winning streak.
I mean, look, if you just zoom out, it's set up for Buffalo. Like, there's no, you know, you don't have the Patrick Mahomes thing where he's, you know, where the Chiefs are standing in their way.
It is. If they don't make a run this year, people are going to say it's never going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't think Buffalo's that good.
I don't either, but the AFC is really not that good either.
No, it's not.
I mean, this is his chance to prove how good he is.
Mm-hmm. He'll be the best quarterback in every game he plays.
Yeah.
Right? Like
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. All right. The other two in the AFC, I feel pretty strongly about these. Patriots, Chargers, Sunday night.
Sunday.
I am thinking upset alert for the Pats.
Seriously?
I like the Chargers, yeah. You're on the other side?
I was on the Patriots with this one, but we try to make some money. We donated a lot this week.
Well, you donated a lot.
Go with your gut, buddy.
Yeah. Go with the Pats if you like.
Screwed anyway.
Yeah. Ask
the kid. He's 7. He has no clue.
Okay, so that is Patriots minus 3.5. I think the Chargers could be in that game. I think it's a very
tight
game.
I took the Chargers money line.
But the game I most feel strongly about is the Texans are going to beat the crap out of the Steelers. That Steelers team isn't very good. Mm-mm. I think last night was the Steelers.
Yeah. And the way that game ended for them, like Aaron Rodgers. I saw people already talking about they want Aaron Rodgers back next year.
Well, I mean, it's probably a job for him in the league if he wants to play again. He's not bad. He's not good. I mean, he's okay. They did win the division. I mean, it does say
yeah,
that
there are worse QBs out there.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly has enough in him to still be a starter. I think he's one and done, though. So I like the Texans in that
parlay.
One.
I got my parlay.
Wow. Parlay on a Monday. He's ready to roll here.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Mm. I feel good about this.
So what do you got?
I got Los Angeles.
Okay, the Rams.
Taking the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo.
Three leg? Or are you adding
four,
more?
I got five.
Oh, those usually work out.
The Chargers and the Texans.
What's the plus money on that? What are you getting? 20-1?
Yeah, something like that. I'm giving like for $2 bet. I'm getting plus 240. Was it $2,450? I'm going ahead and gonna hit this here $2 bet.
Okay.
Be living high on the hog if I get this.
At least for a week. All right, 215-592-9494.
If I hit this five-leg parlay, Ooh, boy.
You don't feel confident. I think you need to think about the Chargers Patriots one because it didn't feel like you want to bet the Chargers. You're just going with
it. You know, I'm going with it, but the Patriots been playing. I haven't seen the Patriots play that much right this year. But it just feels like Drake May might, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna go with you on this one.
Well, now you're gonna blame me if it goes wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna blame it.
Well, yeah.
I'm not that type of guy.
Don't lie to everyone. All right, let's go to Dennis in Levittown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy New Year.
Dennis, Happy New Year.
Hey, regarding Sirianni, I believe yes, he made a mistake. The game meant something. I believe the starter should have started. Could have made a difference in the game. Let me ask something. Did he practice the starters all week?
I don't think so.
You're talking about Sirianni now.
In terms of the like the first team reps, I don't know if that was ever said specifically, but once he told us that the starters weren't going to play, I have to imagine Tanner and the backup linemen got most of the reps last week.
Okay, because that would make sense. Because if you started them at practice, you know, you should have started them there. And if we went into yesterday's game being undefeated, I think you still would have sat everybody?
You mean like the Patriots back in 2007, like going for a perfect season?
Yeah, I mean, the game would have meant something. You think he would have still sat everybody because, you know, or the seeding wouldn't have changed?
Well, I think if...
It's a fun question. I mean, last
you
year...
Say they, if you were undefeated up until that point.
Right, so like they were going for perfection.
Yeah, I think they probably would have.
Oh, no, I think they would have played.
You think so?
For perfection?
Nah.
Oh.
Well, I will say this. It's hard to read Coach Sirianni in a situation like this. But I would say no. Because if given what we already know, like we've won the Super Bowl, we're going for a back-to-back title, I think rest in that situation would probably take priority.
But they already would have the rest because they'd be the one seed, so they'd get the bye anyway, right? You know what I mean? Like they wouldn't be playing next week.
Well, I guess it all depends on how banged up your team is and where do you feel like you are. I would probably say a happy compromise when you pull the starters after the second half.
Dennis, I think they'd go for it. Dennis, good phone call. It's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, it's very hard to ever come to that point. I mean, like, it might never happen. In fact, as the season continues to expand, Hugh, I don't think we're ever going to see an undefeated team again. There's too many games, and they want to go to 18 soon. I mean, we haven't seen it since the 70s. Right? I mean, the Patriots did it, but then they lost in the Super Bowl. Like, we haven't seen a full undefeated season since the 1970s. I just don't know how any team in modern football could go 20-0. It just feels like too many games.
It's a lot.
I did like that question, though. Do you think the Eagles would have played their starters if they were going for an undefeated season? I think they would have. How do you not do that?
That is unprecedented.
It is.
But we've seen the outcome of what happens when that happens.
Well, you mean the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots. I mean, it's a good question, man.
I mean,
I would say they probably played the first half and then sit them down.
For obvious reasons, I would love to be able to be part of a conversation like that. Like, if we ever have one of those years where we're like having that debate during the week, it means they're the best team in pro football, right? They're one of the greatest teams of all time. They haven't lost a game all season. I couldn't imagine not trying for perfection. Let's go to Shannon, who's in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Shannon, what's up?
So look, the sky is not falling. Everybody, just take a breath. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a South Jersey boy and living in Fort Lauderdale for 20 years. But listen to this. So we are 11-6. Okay, we are the defending Super Bowl champions. Kansas City didn't make it. Ravens didn't make it. Who else? Cincinnati did not make it, right? Okay, I think this is what I want to think. Y'all help me with this. That Kevin Petullo, he's not good, but They're saving Jalen. He is. We will see him run in the playoffs, but smart, wise runs. But we need to see him run more, because when Jalen runs more, it opens up the run game. You get the run game going and the defense playing the way they're playing, I think you're going to see a totally defensive team. I got Green Bay beating Chicago, which means if we handle our business, we do have another home game.
Yep.
In Philly. And how about this, guys? Shane Steichen, you should have stayed in Philly, right? Kellen Moore, like everybody's, like Vic Fangio has taught us that everybody's not a head coach. Vic Fangio is amazing as a deep. Everybody can't be a head coach. Like, Shane Steichen still should have been here. Kellen Moore still should have been here. They're just wasting their time with New Orleans.
Yeah, but
it's
hard to say no to be a head coach for the first time.
Yeah, especially if you get an opportunity, yeah. Man. If they're calling you,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So could an owner offer more money to a OC that he would get paid just the same amount as you do a head coach?
He probably could, but here's the rub. Most people that are in coaching at some point want to be a head coach.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I wanted to be a rocket scientist, man, but everybody can't do that.
Yeah,
you know
but I mean that's something.
Well, but
different.
If someone's offering you a job as a rocket scientist,
yeah,
you would take
it.
Okay. Am I qualified to be a rocket scientist? And clearly, Petullo is not qualified.
How does anybody know if they're qualified to do anything, though? Unless you try.
Okay. So, Petullo, how long did it take us to know that he wasn't a guy?
How do we
the first week?
I'm not even sure the Eagles agree that he's not the guy.
Yeah. Like, we don't, like, we're
he might
all,
be
this
here
is
next
reckless
year.
Speculation as far as Petullo is concerned.
Joe, I like
everything.
Your point. Joe was saying that if we win a Super Bowl, will Petullo be here? I don't want him to be here. But what I'm saying is I want it to be positive. I want to say if we run the ball, I think it's going to be very hard to beat us. If Jalen starts running when he needs to, not when he has to, like just a balance, when the run game is moving, the defense is playing the way I'm happy we rested, because I don't think it's going to make a difference. We play our game. I don't think anybody could beat us. If the running game is moving and the defense is playing the way, and listen, the special teams need to be on their job too. They can't be doing stupid stuff like catching the ball on the 3-yard line. We could just let it go. Everybody has to be on the same page.
I agree. I mean, Shannon, good phone call. I mean, look, you can look at yesterday and the way this thing played out. It's like a glass is half full or half empty, right? Like, did they lose the 2 seed yesterday? Yeah. Could they have gotten it? Yes. You could also choose to look at it the way our last caller did, that the Packers could beat the Bears on Sunday, which means we get the second home game anyway. And the other way to look at it is, I just think if chalk plays out, right, if the favorites win in the NFC, I like the Eagles' path. If you tell me all they have to do to get to the title game is beat the Niners here and go to Chicago and win, and the two teams that I'm most concerned about are Seattle, who's just clearly been the best team in the NFC this year from, like, start to finish, and the Rams have to play each other next round, And they obviously knock each other off, and the Eagles only have to go through one of those teams to get to the Super Bowl, I'll sign up for this. So we could scream and yell that, oh, they don't have a second home playoff game. First of all, they might if the Bears lose. And two, the real story for me is that the Rams are the 5. That means if things hold, we don't have to see them till the title game. Or maybe they get knocked out by Seattle, however it works. I mean, I think it turned out, if you had shown me this bracket 4 weeks ago and said, this is how it is, would you sign up right now? I'd say yes.
You're looking at the strategic standpoint from it as far as who you're planning. Yeah, I get that.
Not worried about going to Chicago. I'll tell you right now. I'd rather go to Chicago next week than have the Rams come here.
You'd rather go to Chicago than have the Rams come here?
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
So that means I'm rooting for the Bears on Saturday night. What would you rather do, Hugh? Go to Chicago or have the Rams come here?
I'll go to the Chi. I like my chance in the Chi.
Yeah. I mean,
but having the Eagles on the road for the playoffs, they don't have a great record on the playoffs.
They do not. I mean, Sirianni and Hurts haven't won a single road playoff.
Undefeated at home.
I mean, the Eagles in general just don't have many road playoff wins.
Mm-mm.
You did it to Jim Miller. That was a road playoff win. They had 2-08.
They had one in Chicago. The double doink.
Double doink. Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey, I remember that I know it's somewhere living in the archives of social media, but that dude leaving that Bears game, talking bad about Cody Parkey, oh man, that was phenomenal.
Am I missing any road playoff wins since in the last 25 years? So the double doink, right?
Mm-hmm.
The two, they had an 08, right? They won in Minnesota and they won against the Giants in the division round before they lost to Arizona. They won the game where Hugh took out Jim Miller. Is there any more? It's I know they've had a lot of home fields and high seeds, so most of these games have been here, like 04 was here, and 17 the games were here, 22 the games were here, last year the games were here, so the runs have come at home. There just haven't been many road Eagles playoff victories in a long time. I think it's just those four.
It is.
Wow. Well, we got to change that next week. You know what we got to do? If they go to Chicago next week, we got to play the Jim Miller thing over and over. We might have to invite Jim on the show.
Oh, we definitely have to get Jim on the show. Yeah, have you spoken to him since?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to?
I mean, as long as he don't pop off, he cool.
Well, we can just dump it if he does.
I might prefer if he pops off.
I'm just saying, I'm saying, all right, crazy.
We're going to start working on it.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to, be like, hey, buddy.
I am.
You know, why don't you reach out to him?
Be like, hi, how you doing?
I am so rooting for the Bears on Saturday. We avoid the Rams, and we get to have Jim Miller on the show next week. I am totally in. Sean in Chester is up. Hey, Sean.
Sean.
What's up, guys? How are we?
Hey, what's up, Sean, what's up?
Not much, guys. So I was at the game yesterday, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Tanner McKee in the first half, and I'm thinking, holy crap, we got a chance at this. The Eagles might actually do this with Tanner McKee. Then the second half comes around, and I don't hate it, but that interception killed us. If Jalen Hurts is in that game, I don't think that interception happens. In my eyes, I think Sirianni should have played.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The starters, at least the first quarter, give them one quarter, see what we can do. If we're losing, we're losing. If we're up, great. Take them out, throw McKee in there, and see what happens. I don't hate the fact that we didn't play the starters. I don't love the fact we didn't play the starters. Also, I think Green Bay is going to go into Chicago and just – it's a divisional game. I think the Bears are going to lose that game. But that's just me. But if Jim Miller comes on the show, I might have to root for the Bears.
Yeah, you know, the Jim Miller factor really is going to sway my opinion on the game. Sean, we appreciate the phone call.
I mean, if he calls in or not.
Yeah, if we could get him on the show next week to preview an Eagles-Bears playoff game in the divisional round for the first time since you buried him in the ground, that might be worth the whole thing.
I mean, how this conversation you think going to go? Because I know y'all. Y'all going to be real disrespectful.
What do you mean?
Hey, Jim, you on the phone. You remember Hugh Douglas did something to that effect, and he did
Jim,
this.
Jim, welcome to the Midday Show. We're happy to have you.
Do you remember? How's your shoulder?
Yeah, do you remember when...
See, that's where it's going to go downhill.
Hugh buried you in the ground in Soldier Field.
See, and then, you know, then after that, it's just up in the air after that.
Jim, did you think it was dirty? Should he have been fined more? I mean, all those kind of things.
I'm going to put the jumper cables on him when...
Yeah, you're going to gas him up.
He was talking crap about
like
you, Jim.
Hugh has been running his mouth.
Yeah.
Saying he'll do it again.
Yeah, if the opportunity presents itself, probably. See, this is what the boss was talking about in the 2025s. He's talking about trying to be.
Yeah, but this is funny. I mean, because this, I mean, it happened, right? Like,
hey, I'm starting to ask for permission to send out angry tweets now.
That,
I'm doing
you know
better.
What? That was big of you, and you got a swift no this morning.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm not going to send it.
I mean, you had one cooked up, and then you were like, can I do this? And, the whole room was like, no.
I got some. I got some angry tweets. I got some. Like, yeah, the pettiness ain't left yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was ever going to be.
I had that. I asked, and he said no, so we good.
So everyone's good. All right, Jake Adelko's up. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
You know, I was starting to think differently about Tanner McKee, but and I don't know what Hugh's view was from the booth there, but I didn't realize there was a felony sexual assault that occurred during the game, so... I can't hold it against him.
What are you talking about?
I think
man?
He was talking about with your way of describing the defensive end hitting Tanner McKee.
we tend not to get that pointed when we talk about stuff like that, but you kind of threw me off a little bit.
Tanner McKee was hit hard by the defense. I think we'll just say
the point of us going up to the line was to not cross it, and then you did.
You just
so appreciate
but here
that.
We are. I debated. I went for it. I'm from Philly. What can I say? You know what I mean? Anyway,
I'm glad I was here to translate what that meant.
I shot my shot. You know
mess.
What I mean, Hugh?
This is
you
this
always
is,
says you got to shoot your shot,
man, dude. This is why I get in trouble. Like stuff like this, we are a whole mess.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. We called
you
office
got
for
it.
That one. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I feel like Joe dropped the mic on the whole situation. And said, "What if those three people that got hurt were three starters?" I mean, pretty much the book closed on that. That's a great point. And then as far as you know, like they're talking about. Devontae getting 1,000 yards versus holding out Saquon last year. I'm sorry, but Devontae Smith 2025 is not Saquon Barkley 2024, not even close to the importance that he was to the team last year.
It's not. You don't have to play the offensive line to get Devontae a few catches. You know, you have to play the whole offensive line to get Saquon the record.
There you go. Yep, that too. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I have. I know you're cycling through callers quick today.
You got it, Jake. I'm sure we'll talk later in the week. Good stuff, Ben.
Way to go.
Yep. Well, it's basically your fault. I mean, you led him down that path.
I didn't know he was going to. Listen, I go right up to the line, man, all the time.
Well,
I don't cross
sometime,
it. Well, okay, sometimes I cross it. But I went right up to the line, and I left it there, and that's why he kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, he did. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Of course, we'll check in with you people. Yeah, we haven't heard from you people in a few weeks, right? Because we have wasted time off.
Locked and loaded.
I'm sure they're excited to talk to us. Also, and look, we're having a lot of fun on the show today. We always do, and we're looking forward to a playoff week. But we want to give the floor to Hugh Douglas. He has an announcement to make, a pretty big one, on his future here at WIP and what's going on with Hugh. So he's got the floor next. Stay tuned. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas on his future next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
A legit threat. Eminominy.
First up, we got Crap Pepper.
So this is what we doing, Kyle?
Now, thought about this a lot, man. And I didn't think... To be honest, as much as we talked, I didn't think this day was going to come as fast as it did. But it did, you know, coming back from Atlanta and coming back to do radio in a place where I actually cut my teeth to do radio and to be a part of this midday show, man. I mean, it's been huge. It's been awesome. And I know, especially over the last couple of weeks, I know I rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with some of the takes that I had. I know that. I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Listen, I got big old broad shoulders, and I know that sometimes I say stuff that y'all just can't comprehend because I vibrate on such a higher level than most of the people that listen. But that's not me taking shots at y'all, because I love each and every one of y'all, and I'm here to teach. But I think I'm starting to receive a higher calling here, right?
Okay.
So, you know, with all of the stuff that has transpired over the last couple hours, like 24 hours, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to throw my hat in the ring for one of these coaching jobs. And the one that I have my eyes set on, and I've been making some phone calls about it. I haven't got any phone calls back yet, though, but I've been calling a lot of people. I'm gonna shoot my shot for the Atlanta job. You know, I reached out to Mr. Blank, and you know, I haven't received the phone call yet, but I went through the back channels to see if I can get that interview for that Atlanta Falcons job. And one of my first orders of business is, when I decide to do this, is I'm taking Ike Reese with me.
Oh, wow. So you're destroying the station here.
Yeah. You're coming too, Joe. You're going to be the strength and conditioning.
What about me?
I haven't told my wife that we're going to Atlanta.
Kyle, I don't really think you would like the South. We're going to leave you here.
Why not?
We're going to leave you here. I just don't feel like, just don't think you like the South too much.
Why?
I'm just thinking. You just probably wouldn't fit in.
I got no problem. Why?
Why would Joe fit in
with the South and not me?
No, because Joe's a chameleon. He's hung out. You know, he went to the barbecue. We hung out. You know, I'm not saying that you're not invited to the barbecue. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is,
isn't his goodbye? He's rubbing people the wrong way around here.
Well, the good thing is, you're not even going to get consideration. So I'm not really worried about
you. Why are you hating?
You're not going anywhere.
All right, so
hold on. My phone has been ringing all day.
We need to establish this for the audience, though. Are you staying contingent on you getting the job? Like, if you don't get the Falcons job, you're staying on the Midday Show?
You know what? I thought about that. But today, something happened that kind of got me a little excited.
Uh-oh.
The Raiders fired their coach, too.
So you think there's a lot of jobs open? You're in a good
spot? I mean, it's at least six.
Brady's not hiring you.
Tennessee need a head coach?
Nope.
I know Tom Brady, loosely.
That's the problem.
Tom Brady would look at you and say, that's not my guy.
I know Tom Brady.
There's no way Tom Brady would hire Hugh Douglas.
I had to laugh at that one. Hey, you never know. Somebody going to get – it's six coaching jobs. It's what, the Tennessee job? I'll take that one. But my first job –
it's Falcons, Browns, Raiders, Giants, Cardinals, Titans.
Okay, the Browns would be the last one. Like, if push comes – like
that
the
might
Browns,
be your best shot.
I would
shot.
Pay to see you in that organization.
The Browns would be the last one. But I'm shooting the shot for the Atlanta job.
Yeah, you're not getting
that. Atlanta got a pretty good defense, too. I think I can turn that thing around.
So what's Ike's role? Quick. What's he going to do?
I think we're going to make him defense coordinator.
What's my job?
You're going to be the strength and conditioning coach. Strength and conditioning. What?
Yeah, no, I like
Let me be your get-back guy.
If you want to come, we'll go. But see, now I got to talk to Rod, because I've already kind of like...
You've destroyed WIP.
Yeah, you didn't run this by Rod, did you?
I did. I don't think I told him about the Joe Giglio thing. Because, see, you were the consolation. I was going to leave
show.
You here. Yeah.
Did you tell him about the Ike thing?
I didn't mention that either.
You probably should mention that.
But you
know,
listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the one thing that I do know for a fact, if anybody on the it has to be college level, college or pro level, was to call me for a coaching job.
You're out of here.
I ain't going. We've already had this conversation. Only thing that we have to talk about is his price.
You would be right back in this chair within a year's time.
You know what, Kyle? We were here talking about it probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
probably.
The first post-game press conference. What was that call, Hugh?
It did.
It just snapped at the reporter.
He was going to throw everybody else under the bus.
When they start coming at me like
my
that.
My quarterback was any good.
Yeah, when they start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Coming at me like that, I'm going to start, you know, using cuss words at the podium. Roger Goodell's going to be calling, talking about get your mans.
Yeah.
You know, get him. Why is he acting like that? It won't be long.
I can't wait for your first phone call into Atlanta radio.
But that windfall, though. That windfall.
Were you thinking of that fourth down?
Well, you got to ask Ike. Y'all be throwing my coaches under the bus. Listen, but I don't know who my offensive coordinator would be, but they would be way more articulate than me. Because I would get there. No, because seriously, I get there and somebody might say something, you know, because I know most of the reporters. And some of them might say some stuff I don't like. And I'd be like, hold up, dog, who you talking to like that?
Yeah,
and that's
you're in trouble.
We all downhill. So I would probably have my offensive coordinator do most of the talking.
Like a former Falcon. I mean, you just did radio there.
I just did radio.
They might give the nod at head coach over you.
Yeah, they would. Ike blocked the punt against the Saints.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Ike started a fight. When he went down
Ike's
there.
Part Falcon.
Yeah, Ike is a Falcon. Like he part.
Well,
of
he's
that
an
song.
Eagle. I mean,
well, that's why I'm a kind of smoothing with
Falcon.
I'm a smoothing with no, definitely. I'm a smooth him over with that with the Ike thing.
I just
need to figure out my offensive coordinator.
Well, listen, I'm rooting for you.
Well, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, I guess I got to go home and tell the family we might be going to Atlanta.
We might be going. We got to pick up. We got to figure out a house. You can go, Kyle, if you want. If you feel that way about it, but
no, Kyle feels a certain way after what you did to him live on the air.
I don't know how Rod gonna feel about it.
Well, he heard. I mean, again, he can hear.
Yeah, but I made some phone calls. Yeah. I made some phone calls.
Is this why you've always been very pro Matt Ryan? Now he's running the show there as part of the front office. I think this has been a long game by you, knowing Ryan might get that job. Yeah,
no, I you know what? Matt Ryan has been on this side of the game for a while now. He probably a big time. I probably had to slap Matt across the lips. That's why I'm saying I might not be that long for this job.
It would be funny if we got Matt Ryan on, like, to talk about the NFL playoffs, and we just ask him, like, Matt, what do you think about Hugh as a potential head coach? He just laughs.
He probably would laugh. Like,
All right, so there's the big announcement. Hugh Douglas officially throwing his hat in the ring to be the Atlanta Falcons head coach. We all wish him the best of luck. 215-592-9494.
You're not getting that job.
Yeah, there's no shot.
Why are you hating, dog? Why are you actively hating?
I'm just being
hating?
Realistic. You got why no chance.
Well, why not?
Hugh. I mean, you have zero coaching experience.
What are you going to tell him in your interview? The defense, a luxury?
Deshaun Jackson didn't have any coaching experience.
It's a little different.
Michael
Delaware
Vick didn't.
Delaware
Deshaun
State.
Believes in defense,
hold
Hugh.
On. And Deshaun went out. He almost went to the Celebration Bowl this year.
Okay. I think it's really cool what's going on with some ex-players jumping into coaching. There's a little bit of a difference between Delaware State, Norfolk State, and the Atlanta Falcons. Is there not?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
the
money that I'd be making. Yeah, I'm probably signing like a 3-4 year deal.
These coaches make good money. They make more than that now.
They probably, you know.
10, 8.
Yeah, I'm with that. It's just going to be, we're going to hit a quick lick.
Yeah.
We getting fired at the end of the year, though.
Yeah, you'll be one and done. There's no question. But if you even get an interview. All right. We're going to go. I got a couple of these I want to hit on the Phillies, which over the weekend and then this morning, piece of news connecting the dots on some things going on here. And one piece of news rumor out there that has me very excited. Before we get to that, though, let's go back to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Hugh.
Yo.
Don't do that, man.
Don't do what?
Yo, you roll out. You make sure you take Joe with you. Don't leave him here with us, man.
Joe come.
I'm strength and conditioning.
I'm
strength and conditioning coach, Jay. You know that.
No, you're going to be the offensive coordinator because you offend everybody every day.
You know what I'll do?
Take Joe with you. Take Spike and take Fritz. You got to leave Ike.
No, Ike's coming.
Sorry, Jay.
Ike coming.
Joe's going to be like Deuce Gruden out there.
No, you can't have Ike, man. You got to leave Kyle. And everybody else.
I got you, Jay.
Take Spike.
Take Spike.
What would Spike's job be?
Spike, I don't know. What would he be? AV guy? Audio visual guy?
Audio.
Yeah. He'll be Big Dom. We'll make Spike Big Dom. Yeah, somebody. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
He said he could do the push ups, right? So Spike could be the.
He did say
conditioner.
He'll work with Joe.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jay, what do you got?
He'll be the offensive coordinator. Look, that's what you're going to throw under the bus. I want to see what he do with Michael Penix and all this stuff he talking about.
I'll bench him is what I'll do.
You're going to bench the franchise quarterback?
Franchise quarterback is generous.
Tanner McKee with you. Take your franchise quarterback, Tanner McKee, with you.
Well, he's not a franchise quarterback. Come on, Jay.
Look, I can tell you want to sit him down.
He's the future, according to Hugh.
Yeah. So, Jay, what do you got? What do you got today?
You know what? He was the future yesterday for that game.
Well, yeah, with a bunch of backups, as you know. He played with backups.
Yeah, well, that's what he is. What they say, birds of a feather flock together. That's what he is. He's a backup. That's why he was in there with him. Don't put him with no starters and see what happens.
Well, he'd play better with the starters, obviously.
Yeah, whatever. So that means he going to run with his second and one. He right there, he going to throw the ball with 2 yards to go instead of 1 yard to go?
I'm curious, why are you ripping Tanner McKee?
Because I don't like him because you like him.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we're all mature about this.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We're honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's why. Yeah, what's your bum Phillies going to do? What you about to concoct about that?
Well, I got you.
Are you not a Phillies fan, too?
Yeah, no, he doesn't like anything I like. That's James
Graham. Oh,
that's right. Exactly. Are you Schwarber Farr fan?
Yeah.
We're going to waste all that money on him. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what happened there.
Well, he's going to hit a bunch of home runs, Jay. I mean, that's what he always does.
They got to give Bryce Harper his financial deposit.
They do not, Hugh. Don't do that.
Yeah, look. Joe will drain his blood just like the fraud Bryce Harper and all of it.
Or get it recircumcised.
No, I'm not doing that.
Don't get it recircumcised.
I'm not doing either of those things. Jay, what do you got? Eagles or Niners? Who's going to win?
Come on, what you think?
I'm just saying, I think the Eagles are going to win. How about you? You go the opposite of everything I think. Hold on.
Everybody stop being scared. Everybody, we the chance, man.
I'm trying to tell everyone that. I mean, Hugh's afraid of the Bears. So, Jay, hold on.
We got to play the Rams. That's all I've been hearing all year about the Rams and 8-5.
The Rams are good, yeah.
Yeah, and 8-5 seed. So that means they rank below.
But you realize that's because they're division. I mean,
I don't care what it is.
I mean, I'm just making sure we understand.
We can tell.
They should have been in first place in the division.
Well,
you couldn't tell me the great Matthew Stafford and the brainiac McVay couldn't beat out Sam Darnold?
No, because the Seahawks are better. Did you see them play?
Oh, now the Seahawks is better.
The Seahawks are balling.
The Seahawks have won 14 games.
Whatever.
Let's just poo-poo 14 wins.
I don't care.
Sure.
I'm not scared of none of them dudes. Mm-hmm. Let you worry about that.
Well, no, I'm not scared.
Typical.
Yeah. So, Jay, I'm picking the Niners, but you go against everything I say. So I'm picking the Eagles. I'm picking the Eagles. Do you have the Niners? No, I'm picking the Eagles. Do you have the Niners?
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Why?
Do
you
that.
Go, that you go the opposite of me, you say.
I agree with you?
Yeah.
No, I ain't doing that. I guess
you're going the Niners. All right, Jay. That's a shame. On a Monday, Jay picking
on
against
a
the
Monday.
Eagles. All right, a couple Phillies things here, Hugh, from over the weekend into this morning that I think are really interesting. So let's start with this. The Phillies made it official this morning. Don Mattingly is the new bench coach. Ooh. And, you know, when the offseason started, right, they had talked about how they wanted to add a bench coach with some managerial experience.
Ooh.
And I know you're saying who. Are you saying that because, like...
No, I'm saying, like...
He has experience as a manager?
Yeah, and you know, from what I read, like, players really like this cat. Like, yeah. he's a good dude.
No, I mean, he's a great player, and it seemed like he's well-liked. One thing I will say, well, there's two parts to it. One, he's obviously the father of the Phillies GM, Preston Mattingly, so you have that connection. This was obvious that he was going to land this way. He brought that on. The other thing is, although it could be a little awkward bringing on a manager that has a lot of experience, Rob Thompson and Don Mattingly know each other from the Yankees back in the day, right? So I have to imagine they have a good relationship. I'm sure Topper's good with Mattingly being on the staff. So I think it's a plus that Don Mattingly is going to be the Phillies, you know, bench coach. He's super experienced. He was just on the, you know, the bench for the Toronto Blue Jays last year, and he managed the Dodgers and the Marlins before that. So Donnie Baseball coming to the Phillies as their bench coach, and he's going to add to the staff. But the other part of this, Hugh, there's a story report a couple nights ago from John Heyman that the Phillies are now in the mix for Bo Bichette, the infielder who's been one of the, you know, better hitters in baseball for years. He's a free agent. And the Blue Jays have made some moves and not brought him back yet. So people are wondering, like, where is Bo Bichette going to land? If the Phillies could get Bo Bichette, it would change a lot about the way I feel about this offseason. Because I've said they haven't done enough. I keep waiting for another bat. They need more. The outfield's a big question. Just go get another bat to put in this lineup. This guy is a 300 type of hitter. He could hit for power. He's, you know, he can run. He's been a shortstop, but I think second base or third base you could put him at. And he apparently has a great relationship here with Don Mattingly, who was just in Toronto with him as the bench coach. I am really intrigued by the idea of Bo Bichette. Like, it is the kind of move that could salvage the entire offseason. It can make me feel totally different. If the Phillies could line up in some order, Turner, Bichette, Harper, Schwarber to start the lineup, that's for real. So, that would make me feel good.
So he's a shortstop, but are we going to get him to play catcher? Can he play catcher?
No, he can't play catcher. I think he'd play second base or third.
I'm just saying.
Can't play catcher.
Because we ain't figured out the catcher situation yet.
Well, I think these two things are intertwined. So the Phillies reportedly had an offer out to JT Realmuto about a month ago, and nothing has happened, right? Everyone was assuming he was going to take the offer or take a deal. Nothing has happened. So when I saw the story a couple nights ago, Heyman reporting that the Phillies are among the big market teams in on Bichette, I had two thoughts. One, I'm intrigued. I'd like Bo Bichette here with the Phillies. But the other thing was, are they trying to scare JT into taking their offer before they take the JT money and go offer it?
You know what? Time to give him a deadline.
Ooh, like we did to Kelsey a few years ago?
You're going to give him an ultimatum?
Like that, yeah.
And we ain't got
Look at all these free agents who are still out there.
We're going with the chief vibes officer there.
If we wait another month for JT and all these guys get off the board.
That's what I'm saying. We about to go with the chief vibes officer then, right?
Well, no, Marshawn. And a real catcher.
Yeah, they could sign a fringe backup catcher.
So we're moving Trey to the outfield there, right?
No, Turner, well, I think they'll leave Turner at short. Bo plays second.
Okay.
We trade away Bohm.
Okay.
We put Stott at third.
Okay, gotcha.
Or Bichette. I think Bichette could play third. I mean, he's played shortstop.
Okay.
I don't think he's a great defender, so, you know, we could kind of leave Turner where he is for another year. But, I mean, the guy hit .311 last year with 18 home runs, and he's had years where he's hit 29 home runs, 24 home runs, 20 home runs. I mean, Bo Bichette has been a four-time MVP vote-getter. I mean, never won an MVP, but he's gotten votes in four different seasons. He's a real legitimate star kind of player. And like, if the Phillies take the money they were offering to JT and they trade away Bohm, I think that could come close to being the money they need for Bichette.
That would be the most serious we're trying to compete with the Dodgers type move that they've had in a long time.
Yep. And it would make me feel like, all right, I can deal with the outfield, which is, you know, a concern, right? Marsh, and there's a report out there they're interested in Randall Grichuk to be a platoon guy, whatever. You know, yeah, Crawford in center and Garcia in right. Like, I could deal with all that if they go get a Bo Bichette. I'm excited. This one feels right. Now, I just wonder if it's real or is it JT? That money's going to disappear if you don't take it soon.
Trying to get him to make a move. Well, like I said, if we don't get JT back, we're going with the chief vibes officer, right?
No,
he's not really in the mix.
Wait a minute. What I'm saying is, if JT, he's not under contract.
Yes, Rafael Marchand is here.
Okay, so we're not going to go. Okay, gotcha.
Dude, he was drinking breast milk this offseason.
That is big old turn.
Remember that day I was out and I came back, you told me about that, and I was totally in the dark. I was like, what?
You out on the breast milk drinker?
He was what? Just wasn't ready for that one. All right, let me throw it at everyone quickly before we go back to the phones and you people. Would you rather sign Bichette or bring back JT?
Bichette.
I'll take my chances at very little a catcher if
go
I can have Bichette.
Bo.
So we're talking about a for sure thing at catcher because he's a little bit older. For a bigger bat, right? That's the
27-year-old. He's just a better player at this stage.
Okay, and he fits the youth movement. I got you. Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm just imagining Turner, Bichette, Harper, Schwarber.
It would change everything.
Yeah. I mean, you're bringing in another all-star type of player at the top of the order. I'm in. I think it'd be smart if they used the JT money to go try to lure Bobichette. All right, let's hear from you people, Sue.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Hey, Hugh, did you miss us?
Nah.
Don't lie.
It was kind of weird around this time every day when I was off to not be talked bad about.
145 every day? You're like, what?
Where's that self-esteem slap across the face?
It was that daily keeping it in perspective dosage. Where is that?
Well, there was a lot of speculation on what the big announcement was going to be. Mm-hmm. We'll get to some of those in a little bit here. Finally, the two bald dopes are back.
That's right. You missed us. We are here gracing your radio and your YouTube screen, or whatever screen you watch us on.
I'm going to be honest. I don't give a damn about Joe and Hugh.
Yet you're here listening and watching.
You beat me to it. Yeah. I was like, but yet you're here.
Yeah. Listen, we appreciate you listening whether you give a damn or don't give a damn. Yeah. So it's fine.
I was told all season long from Joe that Tanner was better than Jalen, and now nothing but excuses. Typical.
So literally never said that. Okay, we did a show at the end
all season long.
We did a show at the end of training camp when we talked about what the Eagles' record would be with Tanner versus Hurts, and I said they'd be about an 8-win team with Tanner. Obviously, they're better with Jalen Hurts. What I said was, because listening comprehension has gone so far down the tubes.
Nobody listens.
What I said was, if Hurts continued to play the way he was when he had a very bad 5-game stretch, I would consider benching him. That was about him more than it was, I think Tanner McKee is great. I've never actually thought Tanner McKee is anything but developmental.
The lesson is, it doesn't matter what you say. They've decided for you what your take is.
Yeah. I haven't said it one time, but that's, you know what? We'll go what you say. Mm-hmm.
Shut up about the 2 seed, guys.
Shut up. It's over.
It kind of was a big deal yesterday. It was the biggest story.
It's the story of the game.
Yeah, it clearly.
And the weekend. Was that Keeley out there, or was that the drummer for the Beatles?
That was one of the worst plays I've ever seen.
He was horrendous.
Josh Johnson was floored that he turned around as Johnson was running to the end zone.
It's like one of those, like, it's going to go down as like an historic still image from that game. Remember the Carson Wentz handed the ball off the wrong way?
Yeah.
And then Nate Gary turned to the opposite side. Like, that's going to go down in Eagles lore amongst those.
Yeah, that was wild.
It was the end of Kelee Ringo's chances to be a real defensive player in the league.
Yep.
I mean, that was...
Yeah. He was...
Oh, my God.
I ain't going to say that.
Come on, Hugh.
He's in a bad spot, though.
I think Joe would have played better than Keeley. Maybe.
You know,
Joe probably wouldn't have ran the wrong way at the very least.
This is what I think.
He was probably not making the tackle on
this. This is what I think he was thinking. The quarterback's rolling out. The defensive end, I don't know what happened on that play to the defensive end. They dropped the coverage. So he's trying to get back in coverage instead of making the play because if you're a defender, the one thing you're told not to do is leave your feet. And, you know, if you're going after the quarterback, just go after the quarterback. But if you're playing like a linebacker or a corner like he's playing, somebody's running free in coverage. So he was trying to get back to his coverage and he got all, it was a bad look for him.
Yeah. So
it was a bad look for him.
I don't know if I would have done what Keeley did, but I did watching Ja'Corian Bennett yesterday and Ringo in coverage with all the interferences. It gave me flashbacks to me in high school. I wasn't good. I couldn't run as much as the other kids could, so I would cheat. Right? I would pull on jerseys. I would hold interference. They didn't call it much in high school, so I got away with it.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Yep. I get what they were doing.
Oh, here goes Douglas again, having another one of his episodes.
What episode is that?
I don't know. I don't remember what part of the show that was.
Yeah, I didn't think he had an episode.
I kind of know when there's an episode.
We get the occasional episode.
Yep.
Man up and own it, Hugh. Your boy Tanner McCheeks sucked yesterday.
I didn't see it that way, but, you know, everybody's
I thought he sucked.
I mean, and that's a fair assessment if that's how you're looking at it. But the first thing that I saw was, damn, they're getting after him caught pretty good. He got after him pretty good.
He got worse. I mean, at the first quarter, I thought he played pretty well. Like, the touchdown drive to Calcaterra, I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, that's how pass rush and getting hit does you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is the big announcement that Hugh's been drinking before the show today?
Don't drink.
Mm-mm.
During the show.
don't drink.
Yeah, don't during the show.
Not the show. Yeah, no, during the show.
Hugh is running for public office?
Nah.
I couldn't see that.
More likely, nah. Public office or coach? I think coach is more likely.
Coach is more likely.
Yeah. Public office, never.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going, Hugh? Head coach at Clown University.
Clown University. Is that where you attend your classes?
Ooh.
Got him.
Got him.
Yep. Good job, Hugh.
I'm doing better, though.
Let me guess. Hugh is following the money to go up and to go back to Jacksonville yet again.
Probably not Jacksonville. I wouldn't go to Jacksonville.
Wait a second.
You did leave Philly for Jacksonville.
Yeah, hold on. That was
before I knew about Jacksonville.
Hold on. Now, they don't need a coach. Obviously, Cohen's done a good job, and they're in the playoffs. But if the Jags were one of the openings, mm-hmm. and they offered you $12 million
pretty
a year,
money.
You'd say no?
Have you ever been to Jacksonville,
Jim? I have not.
Dude, $12 million is $12 million.
I know.
Jacksonville's different.
But you did it once.
They offered you top five head coach money here.
And if I wouldn't do it again.
Wow.
No, listen.
$15
million. Nope.
$20
million. As much as I like money, no.
Wow.
Yes. To live in Jacksonville?
I don't believe you for one second.
No. Hey, Kyle, we'll talk about it in the break, but Jacksonville's different, man. It's Jacksonville is like being back in the 60s.
Oh.
This is the first time Hugh turned down money.
Yeah.
I'm all for that smoke, but man, I ain't trying to deal with that on a day-to-day basis.
All right. I got one more. This is before we even made the announcement. Very, very early in the show. Mm-hmm. You know what? See you, Hugh. Enjoy Atlanta.
Bye.
They knew
I was out.
Yeah.
ATL, shorty.
Yep. And they weren't upset about it either.
Yeah, the only tough part about today is if Hugh, eventually one day is actually like going to take a job, no one's going to believe you, right?
You're
going to come
much.
In here, yeah, you're kidding around again.
Yeah,
he's really the new Falcons coach. That is it.
Yeah, he was the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be like, all right, get out of here, beat it.
No one buys it. All right, let's quickly grab Mark in Jersey, and then we got to hand off to the afternoon show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going
Mark,
on?
Mark, what's
man?
Up?
Hey, Hugh, where you going, man?
We just did a whole thing on.
Man, I'm gonna miss some of our spirited debates, my friend.
Hey, Mark, I'm gonna go be a head coach somewhere.
He's gonna be the head coach of the Falcons.
I tell you what, I'm your guy. If you need a DB's coach, I'm your guy. I have a resume that'll hit the floor for you. All right.
Yeah.
I played Northeastern University in Boston back in the mid '90s.
You're a Husky? Was that Huskies?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was a 3-year starter.
Wow.
I was a lockdown corner, Hugh. I'm your guy. I locked up Brian Finneran back in the day, Sean Barber when he was at Richmond. I played against Mike Tomlin when he was at William & Mary, Darren Sharper. We're not going to talk much about that.
Yeah,
I got some guys. So if you need it, you guys think I just talk junk, but I have a crazy resume.
We got to run, Mark. That's pretty cool.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. You would think Mark would get his takes better if he played that much football. He seemed like he was a high-level player.
Yeah, something's not
something got lost in translation. I believe him. Obviously, he could play, but I don't know what his takes. All right, that is enough for us for today. Afternoon show coming up next, live from Chickies. Players Lounge tonight. Hugh Douglas will be back. Coming up at 7. My Lotta show at 6. You guys have a great rest of your day. It's a playoff week. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.